Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Downey's Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth. And one of the many things they do, you should see their selection of beautiful postcards. They're called Maine Stylized, and they're made, taken by a Maine photographer, and they've got dozens and dozens of scenes. We have one hanging in our wall like a poster size here. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, it's really nice. It is. You should check it out.
So visit downeastgraphics.com.
And welcome back. Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce says one fiscal year is about to come to an end. A new one is about to begin. Let's talk about something fun, Charlie. Budget stuff.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Fun that it's behind us, in large measure now. It's an incredible workload on the staff, our teams. We are down a finance director this year, and we got some good news there. We've got an offer out, and a great person. Hopefully, we'll announce soon. So we're just finalizing background checks and start dates. So hopefully next year, I won't have to be so much of my time involved in this process this year. But we've got a great team, and our deputy finance director, our accounts payable, accounts receivable folks, everybody pitched in, the deputy city manager, to really make sure that our budgets were delivered on time, and that the we always try to be very transparent. We put the draft budgets, every single line item, prior year actuals, up. It's the third year in a row we've gotten that up there. So the tough part is it's a big increase. It's 8%, both for the schools, which is about $17 million of the commitment for taxes, and then 8% for the city, which is around $13 million. That's their total amount, not 8% as the
$13 million. Right,
And, you know, as I've talked about it before here, I mean, we saw this earlier on. We start budget season really in December when we start doing analysis of kind of where we're at and where we're going to be. And seeing some of the increases in health insurance and benefits and gasoline, you know, we didn't backfill two roles, one in our public works, parks and rec area, one in our code enforcement area. Said no to absolutely everything. I have a memo on the budget at ellsworthmaine.gov/budget called Boom and Gloom, which is just so much growth in the city. New hotels, new gas stations, hundreds of new housing units. I mean, just all this incredible growth of, you know, we talked about before, the mall getting bought and redeveloped to be staying as a mall. I mean, there's just incredible growth pressures on the city. And the gloom piece is just the cost. 17% health increase in health insurance. We budgeted 25% increase in gas, $600,000 plus for increase in public safety departments. And honestly, I looked at this like, wow, because the school is the biggest portion of the budget. And, you know, that 8%, well, it's a similar level increase. The dollar increase is much more, but they're one of the lowest per capita in the state for Ellsworth. And gosh, what a value, too, because it's an incredible school system, incredible staff, incredible teams, incredible students, of course, and such a key part of Ellsworth, its identity, its future, being able to. I know I was talking actually to some folks in Surrey about how incredible it is that they send their kids here. And, you know, it's just a regional importance, too.
So. Yeah. So we're going to have some better news about some really cool opportunities that you were mentioning that you're going to share in just a bit.
Absolutely.
All right. City Scene is brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, 477 Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth. And one of the big things they do this time of year, rat cards. Now that the tourists are coming in, are your rat cards all ready? Telling people what you feature. We have our own rat cards. When we have visitors come in, we have Steve McKay on the top of a rat card and says, hey, you know, before you go out and you explore Thunder Hole or Sand Beach, listen to Star 97.7's weather. So, and they do a great job with our rat cards. So check them out at downeastgraphics.com.
Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is with us. Charlie, some interesting developments coming to the downtown area. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. A big opportunity, a kind of once in a generation grant opportunity, a partnership with the state of Maine, the federal government, the city of Ellsworth, a 9-to-1 match that's I think it's 8 by the federal government, 1 by the state, and then one by the city, which could be for a massive infrastructure investment in the downtown area. Could be things for like the Bridge Hill intersection upgrades, walkability, as folks know who travel and try to walk those intersections and walk those sidewalks down there. It's not terribly easy. Could do things like replace all the sidewalks in the downtown area, all the, like the decorative street lamps, which we lose like one a year, and they're wildly expensive to replace.
Really?
Could also do something that, you know, there was three different proposals from the 90s all the way through the early 2000s to do a riverwalk between the marina and the downtown. that haven't come to fruition. This could help pay for that at a 9-to-1 match. Wow. And a bunch of other things. Some things I'm not actually too pumped about, like a bike lane proposal. I think that's a lot of infrastructure and expense. For potentially not a lot of, I'd love to do that if we were starting from scratch.
Right, but there's only so much room available in some of those spots, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we want your voice to be heard. We had a couple in-person conversations about some of the proposals to define, you know, what we want to do here. And if we want to do anything at all, there was a lot of folks that have come out and said they don't like the Grant Tree. It's federal money as well. And it still is, even though it's a 9-to-1 match, you know, if it's a $30 million project, that's $3 million in city money. So, so what it is, you can go to ellsworthmaine.gov. We need a few more voices. Take the survey on Ellsworth Streets. It has more about the project. You know, this isn't happening tomorrow. This is, you know, even once we get a plan together and if the council decides to move forward, it would still be like a 3-to-5-year project to move everything together.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. ElsworthMaine.gov. Let your voices be heard. Or
yes.
Read.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Charlie.
Thank you.
And it's all brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.